If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. It's episode 423. I'm your host, N64 Josh. And Johnny, how the heck are you?
I'm having a great day. I'm excited.
And Cheesy's rocking the L on his forehead. How you doing?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
What a loser.
And Crawler,
if you're on Spotify, turn on the video right now and see Cheesy taking the L.
Or on YouTube, it says,
"Yep."
Crawler, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Crawler? Coming at you.
Well,
Nostradamus over here.
You're talking about
Johnny
me
with the prediction. Yeah,
I was very close. I was within an hour.
Within an hour, okay.
The three of us, Cheesy, Johnny, and I did an episode of Communication Error last night, and I think as we signed off, Johnny's like, "We'll get a tweet tomorrow morning."
Yeah, I said that Nintendo tweets
exactly what we got
at 9 o'clock or 9 a.m. Eastern or 12 p.m. Eastern, and they tweeted at like 10 a.m. Eastern. So, well, they did it, I guess, exactly 24 hours before the direct will be live.
They listened to the episode, sure. And they were like, he's close.
Oh, we can't, get this out. We need to get
we this can't out. Let him win
the credit.
He's going to be bad enough.
Oh, my goodness. Well, before we jump into this, Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and the Communication Error podcast.
And Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Communication Error, CheezyC64, CHEEZYC64.
And Crawler, where can we find you?
Best spots are Twitter and TikTok, Nightcrawler74, Nightcrawler is without the E.
There we go. Guys, of course, I'm N64 Josh everywhere and love to chat games with you, so please feel free to hit me up whenever. Okay, well, when the tweet went out, Johnny, since you were so close to hitting the nail on the head, what did it feel like? Give us the play by play as the as the notification popped.
It was such vindication, and I verbally said out loud, "Suck it, Cheesy."
Can your girlfriend confirm this, or
the whole neighborhood can confirm it?
You're a sore winner.
Wait, weren't we just a week ago talking about how he was wrong?
What was I wrong about? Oh, about because you said it was last week.
Yeah.
If he speaks enough, he's going to be right at some point. So,
but I wasn't the one that was like, "Oh, we're not going to get a Nintendo Direct ever. They're done with those things."
I don't know if I ever said that, but all right.
So I put out a YouTube short, TikTok, whatever, when everyone 1-2 Switch got announced. saying that I didn't think there'd be a June Direct, or ask, I kind of, or asking the question and yeah, kind of alluding to, and the, I got a comment today that said this aged like fine wine. I'm like, who remembers like how?
Well, sometimes the stuff doesn't, like, if you put in your description, like Nintendo Direct or something, it would have been pushed out today because Nintendo Direct is trending. So everybody's probably seeing it now and they're like, what an idiot.
What a moron. Guys, put a horse head on him.
I'm so bad at this because I made a TikTok and a reel talking about the games that they could talk about tomorrow, and one of them being Everybody Want to Switch, and then an hour later Nintendo was like, hey, let's talk about that game we haven't talked about yet.
I think they'll still show it.
Do you?
Did they put out a trailer?
Oh yeah.
They put out a trailer with the 16 content creators. They didn't invite me again. My invitation got lost in the mail, apparently.
Here's what I know about Nintendo from talking with the people that decide this stuff. They do not care about podcasts, and they may not care about TikTok yet. So it may still strictly be YouTube. So just keep on.
I'll make them care. All right. I'll make them care.
Keep on that grind.
Honestly, does it? So a lot of people are saying that it looks bad, and I don't think it looks bad. I honestly think these people, I know they're showing a little bit more excitement than you normally would because they, you know, Nintendo told them to, but I think they genuinely are having fun.
I think so too. I've kind of thought from the beginning that this game could be pretty fun. Now, what's interesting is they're saying that 100 people can play with you. So does that mean online? I'm assuming.
No, of course not. You have to have a ballroom in your house to be able to enjoy this game.
Somebody said that this was their E3 game.
I'm going to have to go back to church just so I can find 100 people to play Everyone Want to Switch.
Okay. This part, though, to me is confusing. For audio listeners, there's like a ninja, and then the other players use their cell phone to throw ninja stars at the ninja. But like,
how do you see the story? It doesn't matter. Don't
think about it. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? How am I supposed to win if I don't know where the ninja stars are?
Who can, like, these games, who cares if you win or lose these games?
You're telling me John Ebo doesn't care if he wins or loses at Everybody 1-2 Switch?
Yeah, I wouldn't care. Like, that looks fun.
John's gonna be the only one playing it because he's the only one that's bought it.
Yeah, now I'm gonna have to play this by myself.
Right.
I'm gonna have like 10 cell phones around me.
I've got an L that you can take if you want it.
What is this for though? Like 100 people, like,
so it's for everybody.
Nailed it.
I don't know. I was talking to Hannah about it to see like what her thoughts were for somebody who's not really in like the gaming space, kind of, but not really. She thinks that it was marketed towards the wrong people, and like, when she saw it, she was thinking of like a kindergarten class or like elementary schools, you know, if they had like an assembly. And like, yeah, if you're going to advertise it, that's probably not going to help with like the majority of Switch users and people that are actually buying games. But I think she's wrong. Like, I think that like this section with the alien scene, like kids go up and down with their phone and trying to whatever it is you're trying to do with the aliens. I think they would have a lot of fun.
I think they market this perfectly to this generation of, you know, mid-20s. This is perfect as an adult beverage game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, we all were saying, and like, not just us, but it seemed like everybody was saying that this is kind of like a Jackbox party game. But the thing I think we forgot is, like, when you're playing Jackbox, you just get to chill and sit on the couch. You don't have to be active. And if you don't have the space, like if you don't have the living room space for these kind of games, like people circling, like that one game with the ninja and the throwing stars, it's going to be, I don't know how it's going to work.
Simple.
Yeah.
Tabletop mode in the middle of the park.
Well, I guess you don't have to look at the screen, right?
Even know that?
So, not really.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, at those Nintendo Live events that they're going to have around.
Yeah.
This will probably be one of the games where you could play with a group of people and at Nintendo Live as well.
But I mean, definitely for sure. If you don't have enough space in your house to play Nintendo Sports comfortably, I don't know if this game is going to be well received.
Just yeah. stand on your couch. It's okay.
Floor is lava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, and kids don't have phones either. I mean,
do most kids have phone these days?
Get on a crawler.
I don't know how kids work.
Yeah.
I mean, my oldest is going into fourth grade and I don't think we're thinking about a phone for a while.
Aren't you raising iPad kids? Can't they just point their iPad at the screen?
They could just use that smart device. Yeah.
I'm telling you,
it depends on what the compatibility is. I guess if Amazon Kindles Fire, like the Fire tablets can connect, then maybe, but it's probably got to have the Nintendo app. Hey, they found a use for the Nintendo app.
Oh, do you really think that everyone is going to have to download? So. Yeah, I think it's just.
For sure. It's going to be the Nintendo app.
But that's Nintendo Switch Online app.
No, what is it on your phone? What is it called?
Use the app to scan the QR code?
Is that all it is? It just takes you to a website?
That's kind of what it looked like. I mean, as far as like getting screenshots and video from your Switch, you just scan the QR code and it just takes you to a random website.
We just spent 10 minutes on everybody 1-2 Switch. Can we get to the fun part?
Yes, because
we don't know what this thing
is. I'm so good at this. I already know all the games that are going to be there. So first we're going to get Pokemon Purple. That is pretty exciting.
They don't show Pokemon games in General Direct, so you're wrong.
This time, we're going to get Kid Icarus falling. Star Fox, here we go again, .. We're also going to get Pikmin 5. So just everybody get excited about that. And 1-2 Switch it's going to be a heck of a direct.
I figured with that list, we'd be getting 3-4 Switch.
since
Pikmin 5 is coming out.
Yeah, no, they're still in development with everybody 1-2 Switch.
You're just salty that you were wrong about them not having a direct.
I'm not salty. I mean, like, if I lost, okay, we get a direct tomorrow. I was wrong. I'll admit that I was wrong, but I still get a direct. It's not like I don't get to experience it.
No, it's cut off from you.
I'm reading Twitter right now, and I think Stealth is really excited for everybody 1-2 Switch, because the comment underneath the trailer is, hopefully this means it doesn't show up during the direct.
Oh boy.
It's for sure gonna, it's a 40-minute direct. How much time do you think we see everybody 1-2 Switch?
We'll get probably another minute trailer or whatever.
You think a minute?
Yeah, they're going to be milking the cows again. It's like
they got to sell this thing. Dice 30 bucks.
Feeling ice cubes.
It's coming out in 10 days.
The marbles.
Yeah, so, the marbles.
When does it come out?
And the 30th.
Not only that, you guys, tomorrow is going to be and beta test this game for us. Download now.
Oh, do you think it'll be the shadow drop?
Play it this weekend.
Oh my! If that's the shadow drop game, ugh.
What?
Everybody 1-2 Switch.
It's
they're gonna stress test the it demo. This weekend, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the demo. Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I just hope Square shows up. That's all I hope.
In what way?
With what I said last week, both or one or the other of HD 2D. Remasters of Chrono Trigger and or Super Mario RPG.
Well, there is that rumor of a SNES game being remastered.
Star Fox.
We don't need that. We don't need
Star Fox 3.
To a barrel roll.
Now, I people are assuming it's going to be Chrono Trigger or Super Mario RPG. And I'd be down for that.
If the team that has worked on Octopath got a hold of Mario or Chrono Trigger, please, like, by all means, let's make it happen. But what if it isn't either of those games? You know, those are the two games I created TikToks for this morning. But what if it's not, guys? What if it's not? What other SNES game would you want to see? A remake of Super Metroid? A Link to the Past?
Donkey Kong Country Collection.
Dang.
Do Country.
That's a good one.
Two and three are all on SNES, right?
One, two, and three
are on SNES, yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't had it. That would be the Donkey Kong presence. Just a port of the SNES games.
It's exciting, right? Because, like, we don't really know anything. We know a couple of things that they could talk about, but then the rest is just up in the air.
The leaker has said Detective Pikachu.
That's been owed to us for how many years now?
2019 was the first trailer.
One
was supposed to be remade for the Switch from the 3DS, and the sequel was promised to be a Switch release. What is that, the Pokemon company, or is there a separate?
It's Pokemon, I think.
How many developers do they have working at Pokemon Company? Is it
a lot?
Because the first time,
well, no, but like how many teams or whatever? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Because
that's not the same teams that do the mainline, right?
No, I mean, we also haven't had like a spinoff game for Pokemon in a while. So like no Mystery Dungeon.
Unite was the last one, right?
I really doubt. I don't know. They don't show Pokemon games in regular directs. Like we're probably not going to see the DLC for Pokemon.
The developer for the first game was Creatures.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they, for Pokemon, we would want to see Detective Pikachu, the DLC, and like the Game Boy games come to the Switch.
Yeah,
but
and there's got to be stuff that accompanies Fire Emblem coming to Game Boy Advance the next day, right? On Thursday the 22nd is when Fire Emblem
Advance comes out. But I could be mistaken.
It's usually a Thursday when those come out. People in the comments are setting themselves up to be very disappointed.
With what?
We're not getting GameCube or Wii games.
Why?
On NSL?
Looks like the 23rd crawler for Fire Emblem.
Yeah, we're not getting GameCube or Wii games on NSO. We might get them in the next console.
Yeah, I mean the 3DS struggled with Super Nintendo games, right? they had to come out with a whole new 3DS to do Super Nintendo.
I think it was marketing, honestly. I think they used it as a way to kind of hit on that nostalgia nerve with the DS. That's just my gut feeling, but
23rd, so Friday, but that might be Japan time. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll come out on Thursday. It'll come out on Thursday.
Yeah. So Detective Pikachu, SNES game, these are the leaks, and then a new Super Mario Brothers game without the word new, according to the leaker.
But it's a 2D Mario.
Thank God. Let's abandon that.
The new? Yes, I agree.
So,
yeah.
The new, like, new just means the style to me. Like, that's
same.
The new Super Mario Bros. Style. So, I wonder what style they'll put a 2D Mario game in.
Let's dig into it. Like, I mean, what do you guys think? Do they go back to pixel art, you think? Or do you think they go with, like, an HD? It just needs to look better than Mario, New Super Mario Bros. U.
I just don't want it to feel as floaty as New Super Mario Bros. U does.
Interesting.
Because there's something to be said about the like world and three and all the original, like just the predictable. I guess there is there's a new predictable arc that Mario takes. Two flips that on its head because that's a little more floaty, but Cheesy wouldn't know. But
maybe that's the re-release. Maybe it's Super Mario All-Stars.
Doki Doki Panic? Is that what we're going to get?
Cheesy up here with me and leaving.
Thanks, like, man. I appreciate that.
I got to protect him from you guys, I feel like.
But, like, how can you be a Nintendo fan and not play Super Mario Bros. 3? Like,
we're not talking... Josh, you are the ringleader. We're not talking about that, right?
You know what would be an epic... What if the remake or reboot of the SNES game is Super Mario World? So you're getting two birds with one stone on that one, that leak.
Interesting.
Because you're getting a new 2D Mario and you're getting a reboot.
How do you want that to look?
I want like the hand-drawn...
You're really into hand-drawn these days.
I mean, I think it's nice. I think it's clean.
Hitman asked a good question. Do you think we should get Super Mario World 3?
So what's two? Two is Yoshi's Island.
Two is Yoshi's Island.
And one of those GBA games is not 3? No. What's Wario Land? That's Super Mario Land 3.
Yeah,
that's through Wario the games. Land. Yeah.
What I would actually, you know, if they do the multiplayer Super Mario route, I would love for them to have like Wario and Waluigi and Daisy.
You just want Mario Maker, but official.
Yeah, but they have actual like different
abilities. So you want two mixed with Mario Maker and proper a wide roster.
Yeah. They've had 11 years.
I'm gonna go a little crazy on this one, okay, you guys? And I think I can't remember if we talked about it like maybe last week, but I want to see Bowser basically take us through time where we have, and I want him to send each of the Koopa kids back to try to assist himself in the older games. So, and I want the Koopalings to go crazy. I want them to create mechs. I want the
world one is Super Mario Brothers, and world two is Doki Doki Panic
potentially, and or world Lost three Levels. Is
okay.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they could break it up, and they could, you know, the world could be, they could obviously change up the world so it's not just the same levels, but we would get the different depending on the game they go to, the art style, albeit upgraded. Like, think about Super Mario Brothers, but with the pixel art of like Octopath or something along those lines, right? Like just kind of looking really clean.
I like the segments in Odyssey where you're the 8-bit Mario.
And if it doesn't do that, I still want I want the Koopalings to create like just some like really cool bosses for us, stuff that's memorable, that's not the Brutals, that's not
Brutals was a mistake,
and I want them to experiment with like the foreground and the background, and like, you know, where it's like you can see the boss but only his hands are in the area that you can hit, or some things like that where you could see the you know, see Roy just laughing as he's controlling this big robot, or just something along. Well, because
that was one of the cool parts of the fight with Bowser in World.
Right.
Was the getting the clown bombs and throwing them up. And yeah, it was a different, it was still a three hits and you win kind of thing. But it had just elements of bigger challenge and not just run around, avoid the thing, jump on their head.
You know what a fun final boss fight is? Super Mario Bros. 3.
Tell me about it. What is it? What happens?
You defeat Bowser. I don't know what else to tell you.
So Falcon asks, what about a Metroidvania Mario Mario game? And to some extent, Mario games do offer, like, they like Super Mario World kind of offered that. It was like, if you didn't hit these blocks yet, you had to go back to like the green blocks, mm-hmm. the yellow blocks, the red blocks, the blue, right? And
the forest had branching paths, and the bridge had different paths, and there were cool ways to either skip or do stuff, or yeah.
I definitely want that kind of stuff back, where there's multiple endings to the stages, like the
key exits.
Key exits, if they're red, there's two exits, you know, yellows are just a standard exit. And But I my hope is that they could recapture what Super Mario 3 and Super Mario World did back in the 80s and 90s. And I know that's that's so incredibly difficult, because there was very little to compare to back then, right? Like, especially with Super Mario Brothers 3, there was really nothing. And then with World, there was still really nothing until a little bit later Sonic showed up, and then it was like, oh, we can go faster, but it's still not, it's not Mario. And so I don't know. I don't feel like the first new game on DS, because it was on that smaller screen and still semi pixel art, right? Like that one was close. I really, really enjoyed it.
But also it had some cool concepts, and that was one where it was like 10 years or so from between World and New Super Mario Bros. And even the boss fights, like, you could defeat one of the bosses with a mini mushroom, and then that would take you to a different world as opposed to just the standard run. There's multiple secret exits. So I think the New Super Mario Bros., the one on DS, was very good.
I was even talking about earlier today, like the mini mushroom shrinking you to a point where like Goombas became giants and you could like run between their feet, mm-hmm. and like almost like Minish Cap style. Like it was like almost like you, like a flea power up, if you will, to where like, like it shrinks it changes the whole perspective, where it's not just the same level, but like you're running under the turtles and like potentially running into a turtle shell, and what, you know, while they're still in it, like what's in there.
We've seen Mini Mushroom on console, right? Not just on handheld.
I mean, it's in New Super Mario Bros. U.
It's in U.
Yeah. It's okay. Been in all of them. All the new ones have had the Mini Mushroom.
Okay.
Yeah, you run on water. I'm interested to see if they keep with multiplayer.
Four player, two player, because simultaneous.
The 2D Marios have become like the multiplayer Mario.
Will we get a new
add to the chaos?
Will we get a new mainline character? Are we overdue for a new character in the Mushroom Kingdom?
And are you talking somebody that's more than Nabbit, that's like actually a part of the,
like Rosalina, how Rosalina has just been in the mainline cast,
right?
And what if there's no damsel in distress? What if Peach isn't captured,
or she's out traveling the world,
or
still.
Sprixies aren't captured? You know, maybe play as Bowser.
So my dream game has always been that Mario and Bowser have to team up, because Wario is like the richest person in the Mushroom Kingdom, and Bowser hates that, so he goes to Mario to team up with him to take down Wario. I think that game would be really fun to see.
I just hope, you know, after waiting all these years, that it's not just another iteration of the standard 2D Mario that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm personally just more interested in like some epic boss fights where we're not just stepping on a Koopaling three times and then calling it good. You know, like I feel like they need to move this series forward.
And what if it's not Mario versus Donkey Kong, it's Mario and Donkey Kong? And it was kind of like hinting at what's possible, what we saw in the Super Mario Bros. Movie, and Donkey Kong could get some power-ups, or maybe the Kongs are also in the game as well. Like, there's no way that the stuff that they showed in the movie isn't somewhat canon to the Mario universe in the games, because Miyamoto was behind the project. So there has to be some things that were hinted at.
And Cheesy, you kind of touched on it too. I was talking about Mario and the Rabbids earlier today.
Uh-huh.
About if the second game had been, since you team up with Bowser, mm-hmm. if it had been more about trying to stop the Koopalings because they went off the rails. And
oh yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's a common story, right? Where it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but like if they just started going too, kind of like Bowser did in Bowser's Fury, where he was just like, you know, Bowser Jr.'s like, I need some help here. My dad's extra.
Right.
Man.
Yeah. I guess that formula has happened already, huh?
But yeah, but I would love it if it was kind of a triangle of characters that we play, where like, you know, Mario, Luigi, and Toad can have to take on certain levels and do something, where, you know, Peach, Daisy, and Rosalina maybe have to team up on the and do something different. And then to see Bowser and, you know, Bowser Jr. and Kamek or something, where like they're all working towards the same goal, but the outcomes will be drastically different depending on who gets there first. Or
you want Grand Theft Auto meets Mario Brothers, where they zoom out, go to a different spot on the map, and then you're you're somebody else.
I mean, I'm here for it. Like, yeah. I think there's cool a lot they could do with those characters. So
to see them integrate like Mario Kart into it. I know, you know, some levels are inspired by Mario Kart, but like to actually have like a 2D level where you're in a kart where you go across everything. I mean, they kind of did it in Mario Maker.
Right.
Yeah. They let you. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be interesting, especially if they're designed well, more like a Hot Wheels run where there's a lot of downhills and jumps and things like that. Like, as long as not like jumping over blocks with your cart, like that.
I guess the real question is this going to be a $70 game?
Why do we got to ask the real questions?
I mean, they kind of just look like they're cash grabbing if they don't make everything 70. Like the fact that they upcharge for Zelda just because it's Zelda.
Didn't they then come out and say something about the size of the cart, though?
Maybe because the game is, what, 16 gigs, so it doesn't fit on a regular... Because what's the standard cart on...
Let me see what the...
Johnny, didn't you have like a TikTok last week that a game is going to be $70 on the Switch?
Oh, yeah. Mortal Kombat 1.
So it's already happening.
Yeah, that one feels gross to me because we know it's not going to be the same experience as right. the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And every iteration is $70. So, and now that Tears of the Kingdom opened that door for the Nintendo Switch games,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to be $70.
Cartridges come in varying sizes, 2, 4, 8, 16, and 32 gigs. So, if it was above 16 was gigs, then they probably 2. Had to pay. Yeah, they had to pay for the 32.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question, though.
I'll just use a game voucher on it.
I got one more game to redeem.
Well, speaking of Mario Kart, do you guys think that we're going to see that tomorrow?
Oh, easily.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that might be a shadow drop, too, that it's out.
Yeah, later that day today. Or like tomorrow or something. But yeah, I don't see how they don't show it.
Mm-hmm.
And they could almost double up and say, hey, wave five, or what wave are we on?
Five drops, five, and five. Here's five. What six is
wave five
be.
Is out, and here's a sneak preview of two courses that are coming in wave six or something like that.
And here's DLC pack 2. Because they, so
how many total do we get? Eight?
Six.
Six.
Yeah. So okay. After this is over, after the Mario Kart releases at the end of this year, they don't really have a selling point for their expansion pack.
Except Animal Crossing DLC tomorrow.
Zelda DLC. I was actually, you know, I was making a bingo card and I'm like, we're going to see a lot of DLC tomorrow. I just know it. And like, we've talked about it so many times.
Save your JPEG.
Hold on, let me see what it is.
And we'll put it up.
I think I do.
Do you think it's going to mostly be DLC or new releases?
I think it's going to be mostly DLC because of that thing that Ubisoft said about how Nintendo told them that they should have waited, or they should only have one iteration on a console.
Yeah, that's a weird comment to release a day before a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, it's also like, Ubisoft, we know you're going to discount that game in a week, so...
Yeah, their practices don't help a whole lot. But and again, but like I said with that game, if it had leaned far more into the Mario side of things and far less into the Rabbids side of things, it would have been way more interesting to me.
Agreed.
The Rabbids just turned me off. I'm just like, this is not... They're like, I get the, you know, I get that the humor is there, but there's not all that, it doesn't do that much for me.
Okay, yeah. Sticking with Mario, there's also a rumor that Mario Sluggers is going to be revealed because at a recent Mariners game, even though like Nintendo owns the Mariners, or they used to.
Yeah.
They had an ad with Mario with the bat. So people are taking that to mean we might see a new Sluggers game, which makes sense because we haven't seen a sports title this year.
Mm-hmm.
But do we want them to make
it? Yeah, no, that's the thing. I don't want it, but we're going to get it.
So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I'm looking at the picture right now with Mario holding the bat. Like, I've seen plenty of Nintendo advertisements at Safe, or I guess it's T-Mobile Park now, I believe. But I don't know that I've noticed him with the bat before. I mean, obviously it is baseball, but there's no, like, what are they promoting?
Yeah, it could just be them promoting themselves, and they have the render of Mario holding a baseball bat, so they're like, oh, that fits. But
so what's your Game Boy Advance prediction?
Oh, just they're going to reveal more Game Boy Advance games.
Well, that's a free space.
This is a very all right, strategic bingo card, all right? I have Tears of the Kingdom on there because they're probably going to be like, "Oh, it sold 15 million copies. And here's Master Mode coming soon."
You also have Zelda Illumination on that bingo card?
Yeah, I have we're going to see a Zelda movie. That's the...
Just during the direct, they're going to play the whole Zelda movie?
No, they're just going to reveal it. But I have some not-so-winners on there. We're not going to see a Punch-Out game.
Or
F-Zero.
I was looking into the Mario Bat thing.
Or Mario Party.
It's the top PNG. Like, it's in the top.
No, is it? PNGs. Is it?
Yeah. So, but wait, did you just mention something about Zelda movie?
Yeah, there's a Zelda movie space down there for me.
So apparently Illumination's like head honcho was like, there's no Zelda movie.
Yeah, well, that's what they would say.
That's what they would say.
But I have the Nintendo Switch 2 on here. I don't think
that's... I think Metal Gear Solid is a lock.
Do you think it's a lock? Like
the collection to come to Switch? Yeah.
I didn't think it was a lock, but I do feel confident. Put Banjo-Kazooie on there.
Splatoon 3. You think they're going to talk about Side Order?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
They kind of need to, right?
Yeah, it's probably going to be out in the summer.
Yeah, because when we got Splatoon 2, they released Octo Expansion a year after that. So, like, we're pretty close to when they should be releasing Side Order, unless they want to hold it until next year.
The joke's on you. They're going to make it free part of the online expansion.
And you only paid
all those,
for
get all those suckers that wanted to bought it already.
All you paid for was that extra area that does nothing.
That would be such a slap in the face.
So a lot of people... So I made this on stream, and a lot of people are saying that they think Metroid Prime 2 could be a shadow drop.
I think so, too. And I think 3 at the next Direct in the fall.
Are they talking about 4?
I think no. So. I think they show the armor in a CGI.
This is Johnny's get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, that's the Samus. So if we get anything Metroid, we get Metroid Prime, we get Metroid Prime 4, we get... is there any other? Oh, Zero Mission. I don't think is on.
You know,
That's a double space. If we get Zero
Metroid,
Mission,
Metroid 2 remake coming to Switch. Or...
Well, and there was I looked at an article this morning from January of this year talking about how the team that was doing, I believe the team that did Dread is already, you know, hard at work on another 2D.
Mm. Well, Dread. Is this spoilers? Dread is the last one, right?
Well, Dread is 5. I think they set it up that way in case it didn't sell well.
But oh, I mean, really?
There shouldn't have been anything after Fusion, but here we are.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but in their advertising, they did say the conclusion to the Metroid storyline. So, like, obviously, there's going to be more Metroid, but as far as the Metroids that she's hunting, maybe they're done with that.
Potentially, but they could also do prequels.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There could be spent, like...
They need to remake the stuff that's already on other platforms?
Don't say remakes too loud. The chat doesn't like it at times.
All right.
Wait, why not?
What are we doing up here with this, Johnny?
Tamagotchi Life? So many people want that on the Switch.
It's true. Yeah, many people do. That's
my,
like,
daughters love that game.
Yeah, it's a lot of TikTokers right now. If you go in the comments, they're all asking for Tamagotchi Life.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, as we're winding down the Switch's life cycle, we're going to get a lot of ports or remakes and DLC to get us through to the end.
And then a Kirby game.
And a Kirby game, yeah.
I'm right there with you, and I believe that the majority of the games we're seeing from Tears of the Kingdom forward are also going to be launch titles for this newer system, pending it's not just a Switch Pro.
Well, they've seen too much success in what they were able to bring over from Wii U. And maybe we finally get Xenoblade Chronicles X to come over to the
That console. A lot of people were saying that in the chat too. They want to see that come over.
Mm-hmm. And Twilight and Wind Waker.
Yeah, Twilight and Wind Waker. That's like,
yeah, and that could be a shadow drop. That could get the Metroid Prime treatment.
Is it too? But is it too?
It's available digitally today, and check with your retailer middle of July.
Maybe it's not, like, it could be too close, but maybe not. Maybe people have the Zelda fever after Tears of the Kingdom, and they just want to play more Zelda.
I beat the game. You beat the game, Cheesy. These two slackers.
I thought I beat the game.
Johnny was ready to, and then he hit the false finish that I hit a couple weeks ago.
I beat the game. I have 1,000,000 rupees.
Uh-huh. Of course you did.
Johnny, you have Pikmin 4 up there.
Yeah,
that should be a completely different space. They're going to talk about Pikmin 4. They said
it
in their announcement.
Do you know how this works? You gotta try to get bingo, Cheesy.
Yeah, but I mean, you just gave yourself a free space when you know that. So how many free spaces do you have on here?
I have Pikmin 4. I have Mario Kart Deluxe.
There's a free space there.
Splatoon 3.
No wonder why you win things all the time. You
cheat. Game Boy Advance is a free space. Mario Kart's a free
space. That's not cheating. It's just
everybody's Switch is a free space.
Never gone to a bingo parlor and won.
Because you don't get to choose your numbers.
It's gambling. Of course.
Right.
Nobody answer Lacey Pacey. Okay, please. Please, no one answer.
Who hasn't beaten Tears of the Kingdom? I think Josh. And who hasn't and Johnny been in
Super
right.
Mario Bros. 3 and has had 30 years to do it. And it's only a 3-hour game.
Oh.
But I think the world, I think the you can watch a video of it being beaten in like 9 minutes.
Oh, wow. So what else do we think they're talking about? We've talked about Mario Kart, potentially a new Mario game.
Tears of the Kingdom DLC.
Does Capcom bring anything? Because they had such a weak kind of...
Persona's maybe be that. There, by the way. It's
oh, been, yeah, Persona 3.
The case has been leaked.
Like, yeah, whatever game is coming to
I didn't
Xbox
put that one on there. That's like the easiest free space. Yeah, I didn't put that on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to hear about Prince of Persia for the third time. Do you think that's going to be in the Nintendo Direct?
No, because that
will be in the sizzle.
It'll be in the sizzle. That had the Switch logo in the Summer Gaming trailer drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is that supposed to come out? 60th, early, yes. Early 2024, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, January. Yeah,
that'll be sizzle. Or even the next Direct. I don't even know if it needs to be Direct.
What did the tweet say? It said...
Tune in June 21st at 7 a.m. Pacific for Nintendo Direct live stream featuring roughly 40 minutes of information focused mainly on Nintendo Switch titles launching this year, including new details on Pikmin 4.
Okay.
So 35 minutes of Pikmin 4 and a sizzle reel.
Yeah, I hope Pikmin 4 isn't long. I hope it's not 10 minutes long of Pikmin 4.
No, I don't think they have that much to show.
What, like, are you saying that you're underestimating Pikmin?
No, he wants more that's not, he doesn't want the 40 minutes eaten up by 16 minutes of Pikmin.
No, I know, yeah. But you're saying that you don't think that they have a lot to show. Like, are you expecting big things from Pikmin or no?
I'm going to play it. I'm excited to play it. But, like, they've shown off the character creator. They've shown off that they don't know how to fly through space very well and they crash land a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and, a yeah. And I don't know. I mean, it's a puzzle game, so you don't want to see a lot of stuff going on. And you know that right. You're going to have Rock Pikmin and Fire Pikmin and Water Pikmin. And you're going to have all that. Maybe if they want to show off a new type of Pikmin, if they have
they
one.
They already did.
Which one?
The Ice Pikmin.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys see the pictures from the Japan? Like the card you could buy, like the with the code on the back?
Uh-uh.
It's... So they showcase a handful of more pictures. You get to go in a house this time. And the game was also made with Unreal Engine, which
I was kind of wondering if it was going to be like a chibi robo kind of game.
Potentially. Yeah. Yeah. So, and apparently it's only the second Switch game. First party built on Unreal Engine. I believe that.
What was the first?
I had to look it up and I don't know. I mean, I know games like Fortnite, obviously, and Rocket League but the thing that kind of leans to my thoughts on the next system, the Unreal Engine is very scalable, right? Mm-hmm. So the more we see of that in upcoming games coming to the Switch, it's almost a guarantee that they can just move the slider for performance on the next on the next system.
I mean, I can't. The only thing that would disappoint me is if that Mario game is not real.
Yoshi's Crafted World is the other one.
So. Oh, whoa. Would not have expected that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Johnny, but say that again.
Yeah. The only thing that would disappoint me on this one is if they don't show a Mario game.
They have to. I can't imagine they don't. I honestly like is I really think it's going to be Mario RPG is the remake and we get a new 2D Mario. I think they're going to lean very heavy into. I think it's part of the reason we don't have RPG. We have Mario RPG on the SNES Classic, but we don't have it on Nintendo Switch Online. I I don't think that means Chrono Trigger wouldn't
it's
come
been,
out
it's
later.
It's been in development that long. Yeah.
So I think Square well, they has
need a,
shown...
They need a proper
proper what? They need a proper what?
Uh-oh, oh, they need a proper Chrono Trigger port to be able to put on Steam and other consoles as well. And because it's been just bad, subpar, like the Chrono Trigger mobile or whatever, just ported over. They haven't given it the love kind of that they gave Final Fantasy 1-6 with the Pixel Remaster, or building from the ground up Octo or Live Alive, even like got that full rebuild. So I mean, that's what it needs.
Secret of Mana Collection.
Mm-hmm. Which you can switch back and forth on that, can't you? I have it. I haven't played it, but
it's like one of the few. It's one of the few used games I bought, and but I don't think I ever put it in. So,
Silver Gun in the chat is saying my prediction is a WarioWare game, and now all I'm thinking is that they put up the title screen Mario, but then like something hits the title and it flips, and it's actually a Wario game.
We haven't had a Wario game like platformer. Since
Golden Coins. Or did he have a platform on Wii?
I think so.
It was Shake It.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Smash DLC is at all a possibility?
Oh my god, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
What would it be? Just more fighter packs announced?
More fighters, and then when the new system comes out, we have Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Deluxe Infinite.
They just need to write their contracts Deluxe for perpetuity.
Infinite.
Yeah, a lot of people are, a lot of people say that, well, they said that we're not, it could be the last Smash game, but there's no way.
I mean, they just need to find a who knows how the licensing all worked out for Ultimate. Hopefully they negotiated something to say that this can continue, maybe.
Hopefully they negotiated something that says the deluxe version can come out on their next system.
Yeah, exactly. So that way Sakurai doesn't have to like build something from the ground up. They can balance patch it. He doesn't have to work as hard as he has worked all those years. That makes him want to quit every time he makes one of these games. And they can just kind of maintain and add more characters to the roster. Maybe flesh out some...
Fix the net code.
But like add break the targets. Add some of the fun, just wacky stuff in there. And because if you added break the targets for all those characters, they all had unique break the targets in 64. Like it was not the same. They're not standard because they're movesets. So like that would be a lot of content right there. Not that everybody would play that, but like that's just more content just in general. But then,
a new Fire Emblem game came out recently. So there's a couple new characters right there.
Don't say that, Johnny.
they need switch hair Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah, I don't even know what their names are.
The ones with the like red and blue hair, right?
Yeah, the half a half. Yeah.
Hitman hit the nail on the head. They need Smash with rollback netcode.
So where's your excitement for this direct? Where are we at?
I'm over 9,000. I'm pumped. Like, I don't even know what that reference means, but I'm that. So, you know, watching the Xbox Direct or Showcase and how like they just came out swinging, right? Like Nintendo has the potential to do the same thing, you know? Like Mario's a great right hook, and you know, Square's been super supportive of the system. Capcom's been great. Ubisoft has had their, you know, they still have a ton of games on there. So I think there's a potential for some really, really great news tomorrow. And I mean, we've had no idea about the holidays. What we knew about Switch games was DLC and Pikmin, and we've been at a loss.
That's what makes this exciting, is because we don't. It's not a known guarantee on 3/4 of what we're going to see, probably.
Right.
It's a big question mark. Like, and hearing Johnny talk, like, we're hopeful that it's not going to have a large segment on the stuff we do know about, because we want to see the new stuff. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see all the new farming sims,
waifu games.
No, this one is like the last one you could have predicted a lot of what was shown. I mean, Metroid Prime was a shadow drop, and that was fun. So hopefully we get something like that in this, but I feel like we know less.
Prime 2 and step it up with the multiplayer online. I want to be able to play a semi-mature FPS with the community. I think it would be great. Also, what about Perfect Dark and Banjo and some of the Nintendo Switch Online? You know, I know like Game Boy and stuff is there, but like there's plenty of 64 titles that have not made their way to the to the service yet. I mean, there's plenty of GBA and Game Boy games as well. So,
and even like first party stuff, like 1080 and Wave Race made it, but like some of those extreme, like Excitebike and 64, and there's some other stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of 64.
Smash,
Conker will never make it, but you know.
It might. I mean, you think they brought Banjo. Think that,
well,
they have you been to the eShop lately? Diddy Kong Racing?
No, not lately.
I mean, have you been to the eShop ever?
I mean, they approved it eventually, so
they approve lots of not so family friendly stuff on the eShop.
They approved it back in the day, so why? What makes it any different? We got like games like Doom and mature titles.
Yeah, does Conker age well though?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. There's some jokes
I can think in there that probably are not.
Who?
It's rare.
Who owns Rogue Squadron right now?
I mean, the license went back to what Lucas Games, and then they are allowing multiple developers to publish anything. The actual Rogue Squadron, I don't even know. I'm not.
Because Factor 5 doesn't exist anymore, right?
Yeah.
And who published that back?
Nintendo published it because it was basically second party.
I mean, that would be an interesting, just to have Rogue Squadron and
Star Wars.
Oh yeah, yeah. Where is Hunters? What is it called?
Hunters.
Yep. Yeah.
It's.
With the Jawa stacked on top of it.
That's the shadow drop right there.
Come on.
That's the shadow drop.
I hope not. It looks like the publisher was LucasArts. The developers were Factor 5 and LucasArts, and the publishers were LucasArts. So,
I think I'm excited because we don't know what we're going to get, and it's probably going to come out this year. Like if that Mario game is real, it's probably coming out this year.
Mm-hmm. What they're going to show tomorrow is, they said, mostly coming like Switch titles launching this year.
You don't think that we're going to get any 2024, like early 2024?
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's when they reveal the new console in October.
No, they're going to reveal the new console in March. They're going to get through the holiday. They're not going to sabotage their own sales.
I don't know. You have to do it sometime. You can't just like wait around.
They could have. I mean, I guess if they announce it and they do a discount, they could have a really good holiday still. If they discount the old system,
I mean, they're guaranteed to sell at least 4 new systems. So why not just reveal the new system? Because we'll all buy one day one.
Because I was looking it up, I didn't quite catch what you were talking about, Rogue Squadron, but I would throw this out. If they did a collection for the Switch of those, like a remastered collection.
Oh, like together. That wouldn't be bad.
I would be all about it.
And let the dev kit breathe.
Yeah, bring in 4.
Okay. Cautious optimism, I guess, because careful what you ask for when we got Star Fox 2, right? I mean,
that's the SNES remake that they're porting. They gotta fix it.
Cheesy, you asked the question. What about you? Anything else that you're really hoping we see, or that you're like, what's your biggest is Splatoon news the top of the hype list for you, or is there something else?
Sure. I mean, I think it is going to be exciting, because even the things that we do know about, I want to know more of. But there's a ton of surprises that could be coming our way. I really hope that we see a new IP. I love when Nintendo is just stretching their ability and creativity to give us something new that is something that hasn't been done before. And I know we've talked about it, like, new IP is hard to sell, but like, if not now, then when, you know? And
the new console comes out,
and Splatoon was a new IP at one point, and it's done pretty well. So like, I'm ready to see something new.
It's fair. That's fair. It's do you think this late in the life cycle of the Switch we see something like that?
Possibly. I mean, when did Wii U end? Because I'm just going off of Splatoon, for example. That is an IP that should not be doing as well as it is, because it was on the Wii U. Like, not a lot of people had the Wii U, and yet that is an IP that survived through that console.
So it came out on May 28th, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii U launched
2016, right?
On the 2012.
Right. And then it ended 2017, I guess.
Basically.
Yeah.
It ended long before that, but
right.
It ended in 2012.
Yeah. I don't know. I think seeing something new would be great. And if Pikmin 4 is a chibi robo game, I'm all for that. That sounds awesome.
I feel like this would be a great time for them to do the NES remix games, like we kind of talked about. Mm-hmm. Where it's like kind of low-hanging fruit, but also leans into that old IP, which we saw a ton in the Mario movie, and
that could be your Mario and the Koopalings kind of remix,
potentially. Yeah, and I would love. I mean, I know his card had Punch Out, and I would just love to see Punch, like a modern, like what they did on the Wii. You know, the Wii was such a healthy system for Nintendo that they got weird and they took risks and they went with. And I don't like what they've done. I feel like they've continued to leave a bad taste in our mouth with sports titles on the Switch, where they start to feel more like a cash grab than something they really care about. And hopefully they can kind of turn that ship a little bit. And, you know, because you got to know, like, Doug Bowser is on Twitter. He has to know. He has to know how people feel about this kind of stuff. And
he's just got a bunch of words muted, man. He's not seeing any of it. but you said something. Little Mac's going to come to the world of ARMS, and he's going to fight all those crazy robots.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I was saying an online Punch Out.
Yeah.
So how would that work? Would we fight each other, or would you race to see who can get the knockouts faster?
I think fighting both. They can have more than one mode.
Okay, fair.
But we got the leg strap like we were talking about last week. Little Mac goes to MMA.
If we see ARMS too, I might pass out.
Everybody ARMS, man. Everybody
Captain
ARMS.
Toad Treasure Tracker too.
That'll be cool.
Let's go. That would be great. That's like, that's my hype right now. If we get another Treasure Tracker game, that was a good direct.
I have to check the sales. It sold worse than 1-2 Switch, so it doesn't get a sequel.
It's Toad, man. It's Toad. Captain Toad was in the movie. Actually,
it would, yeah, it makes sense. The Toad was in the movie.
They could, yeah, that's how they could make their movie tie in really well.
Yeah. Did we see Kid Icarus?
No.
It was in the movie. I mean,
it was. Mario was playing it. So was Ice Climbers. What?
So was Ice Climbers.
What if they surprise us with a Duck Hunt on Nintendo Switch Online and allow us to play it like we did the Wii U, where you just kind of point the Joy-Con and there's a reticle on the screen?
And they release it on Christmas Day. That's how you
played on Wii.
Yeah. On the Wii U.
Wii U. Yeah.
Well, then they release an NZAP.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
For like it's an NSO game.
Two NZAPs just on the end of the Switch.
It would be that would be cool. Like the have orange and the gray one.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That they would get probably $40 or $50 for each of those, probably from 70. All of us. You think they're going to charge $70 for just the NZAP? That would be crazy. I mean,
it would essentially be Joy-Cons, and they'd have to have that tech inside in order for them to work because they don't reflect.
No, it doesn't need things. It doesn't need all the tech. It just needs the IR sensor and a one button trigger.
We haven't gotten many weird accessories. Well, not that I know of. Like the Wii had so many.
Wait, did you say IR? Like we're gonna put a sensor back on our TVs?
No,
like,
it's what is in the Joy-Con?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's an IR sensor.
Well, oh yes, but I think the is it the gyrometer or whatever that's called? That's what's doing the aiming and stuff. I assume similar to like the Wii. The
Joy-Con can take your pulse by putting that thing up to your wrist or whatever. So it can see stuff. So they could have a certain light on the screen, which it could do be the same tech.
It would be backwards.
I would prefer it
pointing at you.
No,
we're going to get the biometric simulator.
I would prefer that it has like, how much of a throwback would that be that it like the screen flashes or something like that? I think that would be cool.
I'm with you. Yeah, right there, right? The bottom of the Joy-Con?
Is it on the bottom? Yeah. I guess
on the one Joy-Con.
On the right one.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong one. That's why.
We forgive you. It's not, it's okay.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Well, tomorrow morning, guys, I will be live watching it with you. Giving you the best reaction videos ever. I know Johnny's doing some reaction videos. Cheesy, you getting them out there? You gonna cry?
Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
I love it.
Yeah.
Show us your shocked face right now.
What? Oh my God. I can't believe it.
That's our thumbnail. Oh my goodness. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, for being here with us live. We do appreciate you. Remember to check out Communication Air Podcast. And if you want to chat games, there are Discords for n64josh.com/discord, and Communication Air has a Discord as well. So go and check it out, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.